call this one Balls of Fire. Well, recently, Algar was replaced by Angel Face, who seems nice enough, if a bit randy at all times. I guess that's just her religion, though, so I ain't judging. Anyways, with her aboard, we found a Starman we've been looking for in a dungeon in Maelstrom, thanks to a letter that Rubber Band Man apparently sent us from the fucking future. The time is pretty meaningless, but in this case, it worked out, and we were able to save Daniel Starman from being killed by the Envoy's agents. So with Doggy Starman in tow, we ventured further down. And right about then, that smarmy disembodied voice chimed in, saying we was now in the next rounds of its Marauder Marathon and wherever the fucking hell that is. What it was apparently room after room of cannons, demanding we all take turns playing Russian roulette with them, and revealing personal bits of ourselves in the process. And all in all came out about even. More importantly, we all learned something about ourselves, each other, and being shot by cannons. Then it was some kind of quiz room, with a bunch of genies and giant balls, flanked by the elemental flunkies, asking us a bunch of questions involving elemental chicanery. So we guessed our first riddle right, and then Rubber Bandman, with his time fuckery magic, I assume, guessed the rest of the answers before the bloody questions were even asked, which was convenient for us and pretty confounding for the cocky voice in the sky. From there, it was on to this gauntlet of rainbow walled death traps. It took a brief moment of figuring out the nature of them. I thought just rolling one of them cannons through might do the trick. It turns out it was a little bit more complicated than that. Even so, soon enough we put our heads together and got past them one by one. And Doggy Star, being the anti-envoy and our ace in the hole, spent most of his time lurking in the corners. Yeah, understandable though, since theoretically he's our secret weapon against the envoy and his c**ts, and didn't want him risking himself before the right moment. And lastly, the voice told us it was time to face off against a big bastard made of lava and his entourage of fire fucking friends. Now, I have to mention that at this point in our adventures, Goat Guy has spent so much time in closets, he actually perfected his own spell. So now he can conjure up one and hide in it whenever he wants, leisurely popping out in and out to do his patented goat blasts. Which is what he did while the rest of us fought those wankers properly. And after snuffing out the elemental assholes, we all retired to Goat Guy's closet dimension for a much needed breather. A furball seemed to be a little bit off kilter, questioning the moon magic and the beloved stars and whatnot, but carried on like a trooper. Angel Face told us how she'd previously fought and killed a bigwig witch named Leandra, who's one of the envoy's higher-ups, which apparently didn't stop this witch Leandra from coming back to this very place and trying to kill us and Doggy. So nows, we're about to show down with this Leandra and her cronies. And hopefully, we find out the envoy's grand plan and put her down for good this time. Until then, loves, stay close to the fire, but not too close.